35-year-old Rebecca Yom was abducted from Jonglei State, Duke County 4 years ago along with her 4 children, says she is glad to be back in her village.
I am happy to be back home after staying for a long time. When I was abducted, the abductors took me to Gumuruk with my children. The children were later taken to different places, and I was left with the man who abducted me. I became his wife, and we had a baby girl.
Yom says a 1-year-old daughter was forcefully taken from her at the airstrip by a group of angry young people as she was boarding a plane to Bor. Yom is urging the governments of Greater Pibora Demonstrative Area and Jonglei State to work together to return all abductees, including our own children, to their homes.
I want the government to work hard so that the people who are abducted are returned like I am now back home. I also need my children to be returned. I know they are alive because they were sold to another man. If the government wants to fully help me, let them bring my children because now I am back and my children are not with me. That can cause my psychological problems when I think about them.
Ding Akol, the Jonglei State Legal Affairs Advisor and the head of the committee to return the abductees, says Jonglei State officials appreciate the move by the Greater Pibora Administrative Area authorities to return the former abductees.
We are confident that we'll succeed in bringing peace to the areas or to the Greater Bor or Greater Jonglei. We have received the 3 children that we have come and the 3 abductees that has come, Rebecca Yom plus the other 2 children. The original plan was to bring 7, but because of misunderstanding that has happened in Pajut, where on Thursday, that was on the 19th, 2 women were killed and 1 woman was injured and 1 man was injured. So that thing brought in motion in Pajut. And people were saying, why are we making peace with the people that administrative area? And they are killing our people.
Akol says Jonglei officials returned 2 women and 1 child to Pibor. He says 7 former abductees were to be returned by Jonglei state officials and Greater Pibor officials, but that number was reduced to 3 from each side due to the level of mistrust.
They don't trust what we are doing here. So to build that trust is not an easy thing. But they have sent many, around 18. And 18 children and women, they were sent by Greater people to Greater Bor. But Greater Bor has not responded. So the ball in the court of the Greater Bor, because it is, if they see them, because there are many children there from Greater Bor, but we have to collect from here and take to them. They will bring more.
Lokali Amea, the chief administrator for the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, confirms that he received 3 former abductees from Jonglei State on Monday. Amea says the rest of the abductees who are rescued from Pibor will be handed over to Jonglei State officials when state authorities returned Pibor abductees.
My first priority was thought that let us focus on child adoption and cattle raiding. That was the single problem in Jonglei State and Greater Pibor. From beginning, I work hard on this. That were all rallies. I went to any county. I talk about this, to stop child adoption and cattle raiding. And the child who does not belong to people from Greater Pibor, we have to take it back. Really, biology family. We have to take it back to his own family. And that's my mistake. That's what I did. And like now, we send these children.
In January this year, the Lawnware and Dinka Bor communities of Jonglei and the Murle community of Greater Pibor Administrative Area held a peace conference in Juba where all parties agreed to bury their differences and embrace peace. At the end of the conference, leaders from the 3 communities signed a document stating that all abductees shall be returned and the perpetrators would be punished. It also said compensation shall be paid to the families of those killed or injured during attacks and revenge attacks during cattle raids. Since January, no compensations have been made. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.